What's up? What are we dishing about today?
Well, it looks like Brad Pitt, honey, and Miss Sandra Bullock are getting together, but it's not what you think.
It better not be. She better not be trying to steal my man, okay? And so moving right along, Jay-Z is joining a new group of stars. We'll tell you all about it.
And later, I talked to the hilarious comedian Lunell about the Coming to America sequel and so much more.
Brett is off today, and Heidi and Frank are going to join us later. But yo, Sherry, what you dishing about, mommy?
Chewy. All right, I got to tell you, Jennifer Lopez is on the cover of the latest issue of Allure magazine. Don't know if you saw it, Chewy, but you're going to look at
it.
Can we take a second to just appreciate the look of Miss J-Lo, y'all?
Yes.
Looking kind of snackish.
Portia, you and J-Lo are just setting it with these short hairstyles. Yes. I love it.
Well, Halle Berry started it, so.
I am not my hair.
Okay.
Hair, me neither, Portia. Me neither. I'm with you.
Well, in this article, J-Lo talked about pandemic life, and she explained that she loves being on the go all the time, but her man A-Rod prefers being at home with her and the kids. So they also got couples counseling. J-Lo said, "We got to work on ourselves. We did therapy. I think it was really helpful for us in our relationship." So, Portia, I'm loving this because they serious. You think therapy is a good idea for J-Rod?
I think therapy is a great idea. I'm a big advocate for therapy. And I feel like, you know, nobody knew that we were going to be quarantined in this pandemic situation, new life, for like a whole year. So I think in 6 months, most people are like ready to break and be like, deuces. But then some people are like, you know what? Maybe this is like a new world. Maybe we should go get some outside help.
Indeed. I feel like the first few weeks of the quarantine lockdown was like the real world. Like, you know, the first couple episodes of The Real World, everybody's nice when they come into the house, and after a while, everyone hates each other.
Right.
Like, you need to learn how to talk things out so you can rock on.
Portia, I don't know if you did counseling, but I did counseling with husband number one and husband 1A and still got divorced twice. I'm still believing, though, in counseling.
Oh, good time.
You just don't forgive them?
No, she found herself.
Well, it helps if you pick the right person before you go to the counseling. But counseling does bring up a lot of issues that you have to learn to work around or work with, which I'm a big believer in counseling.
Well, all right, y'all. The nominations are in for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. And the artists include Jay-Z, The Go-Go's, Mary J. Blige, and LL Cool J.
Wow.
It's an impressive list right there. Now, also nominated are legends Tina Turner, Dionne Warwick, Carole King, and Chaka Khan. Now, in order to be even eligible to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you got to be in the game for 25 years to get nominated. Jay-Z's first album dropped in 96, and he even had some records that came out before then. So this is the first year he's officially eligible. So big shout out to them. Who are you most excited about, Chewy?
Yo, man, I can't believe Jay-Z's been doing it for 25 years, y'all. We are getting old.
Right.
But yo, I'm most excited to see him. But I'm most excited to see Dionne Warwick because I've been following her on Twitter, and I want to see if she's that witty.
At the age that Dionne Warwick is, it's not wit, it's crabby. And crabby comes off funny when you older, boy.
Sherry, you would not call Dionne Warwick crabby.
Crabby?
She is crabby.
That's an insult. Hold on.
Yes. You can't call Miss Warwick crabby.
And I call my grandmama crabby.
Okay. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Okay.
Oh, auntie gonna get me. She gonna be like, don't even call me auntie. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna get it. I already know this.
Okay, guys. Well, some of our favorite stars have exciting new projects. First up is Sandra Bullock. She is joining my man, Brad Pitt, in an action movie called Bullet Train. And get this, believe it or not, both actors have actually been in the business forever with amazing movies, but this is the first time they will actually be doing a movie together.
Wow. Yeah.
It's funny you say that, Portia, because when you mentioned them two together, I was like, again? And then I thought about it. No, that was Speed with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. But better late than never.
She's never been his leading lady. He's never been her leading man.
I think they should be a match made in heaven because they both like adopting little black children. So that's cute. So I think they'd be good together. That's right.
That's not all, y'all. We have the Best Man series to look forward to. The Best Man Final Chapters will be a 10-episode series streaming on Peacock. That picks up where the Best Man and the Best Man Holiday left off. And, yo, the original cast is coming back, y'all. Morris Chestnut, Tay Diggs, Regina Hall, Terrence Howard, Mia Long, and the list goes on. I'm so excited. Who's excited for this, y'all?
Oh, I'm so excited for this, for this 10 chapters, because, and first of all, I'm like, they got a lot of money because all of them got seven-figure deals, so that's at least $1 million.
Good
for y'all. Good for y'all.
Doing this
big budget.
Oh, a big budget.
I hate that we're going to not have Monica Calhoun because she was such a part of it, but she died.
Monica Calhoun died?
She died in the last. Remember, she had, like, cancer, breast cancer?
I thought she died in real life.
I'm sorry, y'all. Her character died in the movie, the second movie. So I miss that Monica won't be here because she's such a really good actress, but and she ain't going to make that money.
She did a lot of smiling in the last one. She did a lot of this right here.
Well, the next time you run into the grocery store, don't be confused when you see Pearl Milling Company on the shelf. PepsiCo has announced that they have officially replaced the controversial logo, I'm going to tell you, girl, and name Aunt Jemima Portia. So you got to check it. Now it's Pearl Milling. You got to check out their new logo. Now, the colors are the same, but there will no longer be the stereotypical image of a Black woman with a headscarf.
They still decided to go and get your quintessential auntie, Black auntie name, Pearl, okay?
Pearl.
Everybody that got an auntie Pearl, okay?
Maybe that's where Aunt Jemima was from. Maybe that's where she was from. And, like, because I wear contacts and sometimes when I don't have them both in, I can't see that well, I thought it said Percy Miller Company. And I was like, damn. Master P done did it again. I got excited.
Master P.
She does have a pancake mix.
Were y'all offended by the Aunt Jemima logo and the name?
No.
Were y'all really offended?
I wasn't. No, because nobody knew.
I can't say that. I don't feel like Pearl Millings is going to taste the same. Pearl Millings look like it's going to taste like the little kind of syrup
it's
you
like
get
there's raisins
in the little packets at Waffle House. It's going to taste like that.
All right, y'all. Now, this is one of the funniest things I've seen all week. I could not stop watching this video when I saw it.
Oh, my God.
During a virtual court proceeding in Texas, an attorney by the name of Rod Pont logged into the meeting, but he had a cat filter on that one of his kids must have used earlier in the day, and he couldn't get it off. Check it out.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Yo, the funniest thing I've seen in a very, very, very long time. This had me cracking up for at least 2 hours. So, yo. Hilarious, yo.
I'm so shocked. I want to know if the guy got off or not.
Why I want to see what he really looked like, though. Like, what does he actually look like without the filter?
Needs to be a cat.
I need a follow-up.
Just let him... Let him be a cat in your heart. That's all he needs to be is just a cat.
It's the eyes for me. The way he immediately, like, how did that filter catch his eyes? Look down like, oh, my God, what's happening?
When he said, I'm prepared to move forward, I am not a cat. I lost it when he said that. It's a laugh we need now.
Your Honor, I object. Yeah. How can you look at a cat going, Your Honor, I object?
No.
It's inflammatory.
You can't
defend nobody looking like. And the wild thing was, every time his eyes move, it was like, I'm trying to find a button to get this off.
Right.
But he couldn't.
Right.
That's why you don't let your kids on your computer.
Coming up, y'all, find out what Katy Perry did not want to hear from her fiance, Orlando Bloom, honey. That's plus more when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, Sherry. What are you doing, girl?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Awesome.
Hello to Heidi and Frank. How you guys doing?
Hey, Chewy. Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
Frank.
You guys know that being a new parent is tough. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about me. I'm not a new parent.
Chewy and I would not know. We have no children that we know of.
That you know of.
Dominican Republic. I don't know. Go.
That's why he's here.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking about Katy Perry. You know, usually you look for, like, all the advice you can get when you're a brand new parent. And she was on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And when Jimmy asked how motherhood was going, Katy admitted to not initially wanting to hear this from her fiancé, Orlando Bloom. Take a look.
So as much as I was a little bit like, you know, I don't need to hear all those stories, they actually helped. They're like, oh, you've had a run at this. You know how to do this. So yeah. He's been amazing, incredible, and we're so in love and we're so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to hear, you know, my ex Miranda and I.
My what ex we used, a Victoria's Secret angel.
Right. I mean, not that Katy Perry is a slouch, because she certainly is
she
not.
Looks amazing.
But that would be tough.
I can understand this because she's a first-time mother. And to hear your guy talking about, you know, well, Miranda and I had our baby. Well, Miranda, I'd be like, well, go be with Miranda. Then go be with her, with the baby.
Orlando's kid is 10 years old now that he had with Miranda Kerr. So
yeah.
It's like, how did you guys handle a baby for the first time? That's completely natural.
I don't want to hear how Miranda used to get him to go to sleep.
Right.
How
Miranda
had no problem latching.
That's like,
how Miranda.
Right.
No, no.
How Miranda snapped back and kept being a Victoria's Secret model.
We don't need to talk about that.
Don't want
to
hear it. Don't want to hear it. Moving on, Starz has announced that one of our favorites, Christina Milian, is going to be replacing the late Naya Rivera's character in the Step Up series.
Okay.
Now, this is a little weird. Christina released a statement saying, I am so excited to join the Step Up family. I know I have massive shoes to fill. Naya was incredible. I hope to honor Naya, her family, friends, and fans with a great performance.
Do you think people are going to support this? Because I've already been on Twitter and I've seen some of the reactions to this news. It's like 50-50. A lot of people aren't feeling this and a lot of people really don't care and they're cool with it. So I don't know.
You know, here's the thing. Like, you got to adjust to it, but it would have been nice to just write in that story about Naya and give her a little tribute and then bring Christina on as a different character.
Right.
Yeah, they could have done that. Yeah, where you can still bring Christina in. But also honor Naya.
Yeah.
They could have been a lot more creative. It just sounds like they're being a little lazy to me. So, yeah.
Chewy, that's exactly what I was thinking. They're being a little lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy. Oh, my gosh. We are so on the same
You know what they need to do? They need to step up their creativity.
Yes. Heidi, yes. But I'm bumped.
What?
Why don't you dance on out of here on that note?
Well, I'm going to dance on over to Atlanta because I hear they have a hot deal for you. What's going on, Atlanta?
That's right, Heidi. Say goodbye to missing your alarm because your phone died in the middle of the night. With the Mercury Innovations 10-watt wireless charger alarm clock, you can charge your phone right at your bedside, and it has a nightlight.
Oh, now, did you say nightlight, haircracker? You know I don't like the dog, honey. Tell me more, though.
It's okay, Gary. You don't have to be afraid. All you have to do is set the alarm and set the nightlight function.
Yep, and you can choose between three brightness settings, which will allow you to do a little late night reading. Plus, charge it as simple with the drop and charge feature of the Qi certified charging dock, or charge using your device's USB cable.
Ooh, I need this. How much is it, Haircrack?
Well, usually this charging alarm clock has been seen as high as $50. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $24. Just go to MortarSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
That's awesome.
Well, up next, I got to talk to Funny Lady Lunell about comedy, the Coming to America sequel, and a whole bunch more. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
Yo, welcome back to Dish Nation. And right now I'm sitting here with one of the funniest and sexiest queens of comedy, my homie Lunell. What's going on, sweetie?
What's up, Haircrack? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good, and you're looking fantastic in the quarantine. Not everybody can say the same.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know how it happened.
Well, it's good to see you. You know, you got a glow about yourself, and you have a gang of new projects out and on the way to be out. You know, we just saw the brand new trailer for Coming to America 2, which you got a part in as well. We're excited about it. Tell us about, you know, the role you play and what can we expect.
You know, I'm not an original. I'm not, you know, overwhelming in this film. I'm blessed to be in it. I just, you know, because I can't even wrap my mind. I have to bow down to so many legends, you know. The fact that 32 years later, you can get to assemble all these actors again that are still alive, looking good, and able to work is a miracle in itself. And I play Leslie Jones' sister, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, I will say that not only are you blessed, Lunell, but you bless others with your presence. Like, you know, when you start to stitch things together and you realize how many dope things that you have been a part of, and you maybe think about it from a standpoint of you got asked to be a part of something that was going to be dope already, but
I think the things that you add sometimes raises the value. Like, you know, you think about the first Borat movie, one of the most standout things in that movie was your butt. So, you know, you're almost like a good luck charm, but, you know, like the Apollo Wood, if you will, but in film form.
That's the sweetest thing. Thank you so much for that. You know, I consider myself to be like a pop-up queen. You know, I pop up over here. I pop up over there. Never Die Alone with DMX. A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Gaga. You know, The Rock with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. Think Like a Man 1 and 2.
Now, you have an amazing YouTube show, because the crazy thing, I be watching you on Vlad TV. I always love it when you conduct the interviews, because you have such a great rapport with people, and people, I just seem like they give you more because, you know, your energy just pulls it in. I was like, dude, no, you should do a show. And you're like, I got a show. And I'm like, oh. And then I check it out. Hey, Lunella's a vibe on YouTube. Wednesday nights. Tell people about that.
It's kept me in front of the people, which is what you ultimately want. You want to stay in people's mind. You want to engage in the fans that have been riding with you and is waiting for you. You got to give them something.
You also have a comedy album called Lunell Live, I Only Drink at Work. I've came to where you work. I've seen you drinking. so it's definitely true to form.
Right.
Now that you're a Savage Fenty ambassador, you know, can we see you and Rihanna shoot something together? And if you two bad gals got out for the night, what are you getting into and where you going?
Whether it be on her dime or mine, everything would be first class. And then I'm sure that we would go somewhere lovely, like L.A. had this restaurant called Yamashiro's, and it was just on top of a hill, you can see all over L.A., and they had caviar, and it was very, very posh. We might would go somewhere like that. If we were lucky enough, we would meet some gentlemen and engage in some witty repartee, you know, and then we'd tell them goodbye and run off into the sunset without their asses.
It's like modern-day Thelma and Louise. You got it all figured out. Well, Lunell, thank you so much. Stay right here. More Dish Nation coming up after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation. Okay, now as you all may have heard, rapper Casanova was arrested for allegedly participating in gang-related activities. And now he's even in more trouble for doing the Junebug Challenge while behind bars.
Oh, what?
Yeah, man. No, so after the video of him dancing was posted on his social media, his visitation privileges were yanked, and now he faces disciplinary charges, which is interesting because I've seen crazy things come out of prisons. Yes. But what do y'all think?
Everybody has cell phones in prison. Like, come on, man. Like, leave Casanova alone.
Let the prisoners have a little fun. Yeah. They're going to be in a better mood. Casanova did the Junebug Challenge. He in a better mood. He ain't trying to, you know, do anything crazy. It emits dopamine when you do fun things. True. So come on, y'all.
We actually have a lot of viewers who watch us from prison. So what up, y'all? And guess what? Yeah. Guess what, Mr. Casanova? What up, baby? You killed the challenge, but our own social media influencer, honey, Gary with the T, is going to finish it off for you. Go ahead, Gary.
Go on, Gary. Go ahead. Go ahead. Do it, Gary.
Oh, he's going to get shanked in his living room. That don't even look close.
No. Go ahead, Gary. That's it, Gary.
Gary has the soap already on the ground, okay? Like, he's just got it
on. Oh, Portia.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.